daily housework. You say every morning a woman has to do work in the house.
Well, to the house, she has to make up the beds and sweep the floor and fob them off it, move the furniture around one morning, the next morning move it back in the other corner. Of course, now with the cooking don't come in and what they have to do to the house, that's separate, but I know they do have to sweep and make up the beds.
You said that she's doing what every morning? She said she tidies up or reds up or cleans up?
Cleans up, I guess.
Okay.
That was what I heard it called when Mama was living.
Yes.
You know, an old bachelor, that's a hard question for an old bachelor to live by itself to answer.
The thing that you sweep, what you call that?
Broom.
And it says that the broom was in the corner, and like in that corner there, and the door was open, so the door was sort of hiding the broom. You say that the broom was...
behind the door.
Okay. And, a long time ago on Monday, women usually did what kind of work?
On Monday?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't see.
Say, if the clothes were dirty, you'd have to do this.
I couldn't see in Mama's day. Monday was much different than many other days. She washed her clothes out of the old lighthouse. They had a big old iron wash pot.
Uh-huh.
Build a fire around that thing, fill it full of water, and build a fire around and... that was what she boiled her clothes in, that old wash pot out in the yard. And an old rubbing board, you know, a big old wash scrub board. She done the same things Monday and Tuesday and Saturday that she done on Monday.
But after she washed her clothes and then she let it dry, then she'd have to do the...
hang them out on the clothesline.
And once it dried, then she'd have to do the...
iron. Heated an old iron on top of the wood stove. He did that iron on back to wood stove.
And say you had a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have the...
upstairs?
Yes, but to get upstairs, you'd use...
we use the steps going up, what we call them. Steps going up.
Okay. And outside, from the ground up to the front of the house, you'd have the...
steps?
Okay. Do you call it steps, whether it's outside or inside then?
I think so.
Okay. And so in this house, when you open the front door, you step out onto the...
porch.
Okay. Any names for different kinds of porches, like, say, a real big porch, or porch off the second floor, or porch that runs around more than one side of the house?
I believe it is, but right now I don't know what it is. I believe the things that I call your steps ends out of a house is a stairway.
Mm-hmm.
Those things, if I have a little time to think, they come to me.
And say that's open and you don't want it to be, you tell someone...
that what now?
If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you ask someone to...
close the door?
Or in other words, you might use the just to close the door, you might say.
Shut the door.
Okay. And what do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other like that?
Weather boarding.
Okay. Any other names for that? No. Say if you were going to hang up a picture, you might say, I took the hammer and I was the nail. Say if you were going to hang something up, you say, I took the hammer and I was the nail into the wall.
No, the nailing.
And say it didn't get too far enough, you say it's got to be...
no, a little better, I reckon.
Okay. What different sort of buildings did you have on the farm?
On the farm?
Or did you have them... you never lived out near a farm much?
No, we never did farm, any just little gardens.
Uh-huh. What were the different buildings you had besides the...
I don't know. I had some barns to call for horses and
mm-hmm.
pigs and cows.
Where would be a special place for keeping them? Tools or wood? Stove wood?
Well, I don't believe there was at the lighthouse. Just kept them around.